Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
15 minutes.
Bam, bam. 15 minutes of heat right here for you. No better way to celebrate 15 minutes of heat.
Somebody got a bone to pick with Tobin.
Really? Why?
Timbo Slice said, Tobin, the only person to take time off and still post 2 hours of content on YouTube.
Very strange. Very strange choice on his end. Don't understand why he wouldn't do it here. But maybe he already had it. He on that
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. You know what? As a guy who also be on my Jimmy Butler. No, I can't. I guess I can't complain. But like we mentioned, Tyler Hero was the beneficiary of some choke jobs by a couple other competitors during this Saturday's three-point contest. You saw that live by any chance, Leroy?
Yeah, I did. I think he had one of the advantages of going first.
Yeah.
When you don't know what the number is. Sometimes right. When you have a number to chase, it makes it even tougher.
Yeah, no, that is definitely true. That is definitely true. And he knew that he left.
He knew that
table.
All those guys that were shooting, he knows how good they are.
For sure.
Right? But
yeah.
It's something about, like I always say this in football, I don't care how good your offense is. When you're putting to a position where you have to score, it changes what you do mentally.
Yep. Very true. Tyler Hero took home the trophy by 1 point. Buddy Hield was coming back on that last one. I was nervous. Yeah. That definitely had me nervous. Even him afterwards, I remember hearing him say on the broadcast, you know, they asked him, how does it feel to win? He said, I got lucky.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like, I appreciate this.
He knows how those guys can shoot.
Yeah, and he put up a, you know, a pretty decent 19 points in the first, but he also escaped by only 1 point because Dame Lillard had 18. So he knew that 19 points, again, wasn't going to cut it. He had to put up 24. Honestly, nothing else would have been enough. We have some cuts from Tyler Hero afterwards. One of the cool things about being in this environment is being able to be around the GOATs. One of those GOATs being Steph Curry, of course. Steph Curry actually congratulated Tyler. This is what our baby GOAT had to say.
Steph there, obviously I'm a big fan of him since I was, you know, 12, 13 years old. And then tonight I talked to him a little bit. He congratulated me, and it means a lot. He's a great, great person and a great player.
That's cool. You win a three-point contest. Steph Curry's like, good job, kid. Like, what else do you need at that point?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, I know how old school people think, go ahead on and take that award. You know you wasn't getting close to that if I was...
Of course. That's like the Larry Bird mentality, of course. Yeah. Like the old school, like you said, the old school mentality. But look, you were a fan of Jim Brown, right? And you got to hang out with him the first time.
Yeah.
He was probably
in a different capacity, though. Mm. It wasn't a guy that was playing while I was playing.
Yeah, true.
I would say, and so the closest thing to that is Clay Matthews, senior,
yeah,
and Ozzie Newsome. Their first years in the league, I was 8 years old, and I ended up playing with them.
Wow!
So that's you know, but it's a little bit different in that if you're 7 foot at age 18.
Yeah,
you're still good. You can still compete against, even though they may have moves, be a little bit bigger, a little more football ready. You still, if you can shoot the ball, you can shoot the ball and go right into the NBA and be able to shoot the ball.
Yeah.
But in football, unlike a lot of other sports, you will never have to go against like somebody who's 10 years older than you. So my first year in the league, I was 21.
Yeah.
Think about it. There's guys 34, 35 years old.
That's grown right? man strength.
Grown men, right. Exactly. So that makes it a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because guess what? LeBron came into the league at 18.
Dominating.
It happens in baseball. It happens in hockey. That would never happen in football. You can't take a kid 18, 19 years old, he ain't got his man body yet.
Yeah. I mean, that's because football is the most reliant on physicality. You know, right. There's a lot of skill to it, but it's the most reliant on physicality.
It's more combative than all the other sports.
For sure.
So where, you know, you already dealing with sizes that you've never dealt with.
Yep.
I mean, the biggest linebacker I may have faced was 240, right?
Yeah.
I remember I got to Cleveland. And we had to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, and their middle linebacker was 290. And could run.
And could run. Nah, that's crazy.
Yep.
That's wild.
And so you like...
A downhill 290 is absurd.
Yes. That's crazy. No, I remember one time I ran a seam route, and I looked to my right, and I'm like, this the nose tackle chasing me, and I can't get away.
Yeah, no, it's rough. Rough.
NFL is more combative than the NHL.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Every play, no matter what, every play, that offensive line and that defensive line, every single play are going to war.
Right.
Every single play.
You can go, listen, in hockey, you can go a game without, there's certain guys that don't really have to deal with the physicality, right? You might get hit a couple times into the boards. Okay. I was a running back. I got hit on every play.
Every single play.
Every play.
Whether or not the ball is coming to you, whether or not there's just violence on every single play.
There's just violence all over the field. And one of the reasons why offensive linemen can play so long is their collisions are closer.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So you ain't like, all my collisions are me going full speed and the defender going full speed to tackle me.
Yeah, or you trying to block someone,
right.
It's just nasty.
Right, so it's crazy. So I said Tobin got the bubble guts.
Speaking of the bubble guts of the Miami Heat, we got more from Tyler Hero here. He mentioned, speaking of all those goats, how he linked up with D. Wade, who was in attendance to watch him win the crown.
Bit of both. It was, you know, at his Spades event, I pulled up to his Spades event, I brought the trophy, and then we had a little moment on stage, so it was cool.
Yeah, he had a little Spades event out there. You know how to play Spades, Leroy?
Do I know how to play Spades?
I'm just saying. Listen, you say no.
That's like a damn, that's a rite of passage in my neighborhood.
What do you think? What gets slammed harder, Spades or dominoes?
Dominoes, because you got the hand.
Mm-mm.
Boom. You hit, you know, you slam. Boom. Yeah. But, you know, you can only slam the cards. They ain't doing nothing.
True.
I want you to feel it.
We got some more from Tyler Hero here. He seems to be on my side in regards to feeling like it wasn't enough time. This is him on the All-Star format.
For real, yeah. Like I said, it was a short, quick burst. Honestly, it was broke like a not even a half sweat. But it was a great experience all weekend just to be here from Friday to Sunday night. Just super grateful to be here. And, you know, it was the first time this format, you know, was brought upon us. And it is what it is. Okay.
He goes on to say he prefers the East versus West.
It was my first experience, so it is what it is. It was a short, quick burst, I feel like. I still would like the East versus West setup or format better.
I get, but see, here's the problem. If you go East versus West, and basketball is and one tape for an hour, then that's no good either. See, this way you trick them into being competitive, because if you're competitive, you ain't going to let yourself get blowed out in a race to 40.
Yeah.
So even though you may not be breaking a sweat, you are still more competitive than you would be East versus West. So I understand what they tried to do. I really do. But East versus West. And then think about this. Look, I don't want to throw no shade on nobody, right? But Tyler's the new guy. How much was he going to play?
For sure.
If everybody on the East was playing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like it from this standpoint. The reason why I like it from this standpoint is if you're a team – and one of your players makes the All-Star game, they all going to play a substantial amount of time. Tyler probably played more time than he would have if, you know what I mean, if they were East versus West.
Yeah. Yeah, that's safe to say for sure, because if you do want to make it most competitive, it's almost like the Olympic team, where some people are Olympians, all-stars, but don't really see the court, because you got to put your best guys out there.
Right. Well, that's like, what's the old boy from Indiana? Didn't play at all.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Pascal Siakam?
No, not Pascal Siakam.
Oh, are you talking about the Olympics? Dude. In the Olympics, you're talking about. Yes, with a weird shot. I forgot his name.
Right? Yeah. But remember, He put on Instagram Halliburton.
There it
is. Thanks, Wade. He said, look, I got a ring and I ain't do nothing.
Just put my name.
But he put it in perspective though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So, I get it. I think some people. I mean, Ricardo says it made no sense.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everyone used to give me this nonsense. He still would have played. Yeah, they probably would have plugged him in for sure.
Like a couple of minutes. Yeah, at some point, but, yeah,
but not the way that he got minutes yesterday, because it was four different teams. So he had an opportunity to play.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
When we come back, there was some other all-star shenanigans going on. This time in the hockey realm, we got four nations fisticuffs, dude.
Oh, my God.
Did they nations.
First of all, they start singing the national anthems, right? So I say, you know what? Go get me something to drink, a little snack, get ready for this first period.
Yep.
Right? I get back. The game started. They fighting. Whoa. I'm like, what happened?
Three fights, 9 seconds, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to be talking hockey.
And I know for a fact.
Yep.
There was a Kachuk involved.
Isn't there always a Kachuk involved? We got that and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.